Good to see you. So today, this talk is a bit shorter, but I have a bit of a reflection at the end before we meditate. So I'm calling this talk Fall Equinox and Impermanence. Yesterday, my husband and I took a walk on Savi Island, a verdant farm community just outside of Portland, home to egret and great blue herons, osprey and eagles, and a rest stop for migrating swans, ducks, geese, and sandhill cranes. The great Columbia River runs along one side of the island on its last leg of the journey to the ocean. Yesterday was fall equinox, and the light was gold, filtering through the oaks and cottonwoods. The air was warm and expectant. Fall is bittersweet for me. Its beauty touches me deeply as the last greens of summer turn gold, red, orange, and finally brown. The light is the most beautiful of all the seasons. The sun lower in its arc, shadows long on the trail. A softness to the air. And yet, excuse me, this very beauty heralds the winter, the gold turning to gray light, the early darkness, and days of long, cold rain. I don't do well in winter. I crave light and warmth. And so I found myself smack dab in the middle of the Dharma as I prayed for fall to last and winter to ebb further away. Impermanence, sometimes such a friend to me, like when life's dukkha feels too hard to bear, knowing that this too shall pass. But today, as the sky turns gray and rain is forecast for days ahead, impermanence is abandoned, a thief, change that steals gold from the sky. I struggle to find acceptance, make peace with the conditions that move like barges on the Columbia, oblivious to the people watching from the shore. Impermanence rides on a tide far more powerful than my puny attempts to stop the changes it brings. The changes I don't want, the leaving behind of summer, of golden light, of loved ones fallen like leaves blown from the trees. Loss, grief, missing, all of these are my fall this year. It is strange as I write this, I also realize that the very impermanence I resist today is the same truth that will get me through the winter, get me through the painful moments of grieving. This too shall pass. So I want to invite you, I'm going to share a photo of Savi Island in the fall that I took. And I want to invite you to reflect or write if you like, but consider before we meditate, what changes you resist, what conditions you cling to, and how the truth of impermanence is moving through your life. And when we're ready to meditate, I will ring the bell. We have about 5 minutes just to think about this. going to now begin our meditation. I'll ring the bell again in 30 minutes for a 10-minute reflection.